Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
1800 938 007. The text and WhatsApp is 083 311 3311. Now, there are currently 2,078 people awaiting a driving test right across Tipperary. Of this total, 365 in Tipperary Town, 498 in Thurles, 383 in Nenagh, and a whopping 812 in Clonmel. To talk to me more about this, I'm joined now by Trudy Ryan from Trudy School of Motoring in Clonmel. Good morning to you, Trudy.
Good morning, Fran.
Great to talk to you again. That figure, or those figures, no surprise to you, I guess.
Absolutely not. Actually, I'd say they're quite conservative. There's probably a lot more. It's what they did there in the new year, a fabulous idea. They brought in a new system. Probably the timing of it wasn't great. But it allows you to set up a profile on the RSA, right? And you can actually pick the time and date of your own test. In theory, this was an amazing idea. It was great. But, it was a bit of a mess. We had people who hadn't completed their 12 lessons, and they were suddenly called for a test, or they got to pick a test. Then you had, testers around the country scratching themselves, doing nothing because, slots weren't filled. Mm. So it's a bit of a mess. It'll be great when it gets sorted, but it probably wasn't the ideal time to, implement something like this.
Michael Lowry asked some questions about this, and he was made aware that 40 additional testers have already been hired by the RSA, and the department has agreed to sanction the hiring of a further 40 driving testers as well. Does that give you any solace where this is concerned?
It does, but... Again, the RSA should have been doing this 12 months ago. Not 12 months ago, 6 months ago. Mm. To bring 40 testers, we're talking about recruiting 40 testers.
Yes.
Now, they do send us an email as instructors, because obviously we would make ideal candidates for testers.
Mm.
Would we be interested in the job? This was, I think, the cut-off for this was sometime in January. So this means these 40 testers that they're bringing on board, I don't think they've even started training them yet. So they hope for these to come on board in June. Okay, so that's mm-hmm. 4 months away. Out of those 40 testers, you'll probably get, 25% who won't even complete the training, they'll fall out for some reason.
Right.
So you're left with, 30 testers max. That's not enough at all. And even to double that, we're nowhere near what we should be. And, they should be bringing them in. They should be testing now.
Yes, I'm just looking at the wording from Michael Lowry's press release. He said he's made aware that 40 additional testers have already been hired, and a further 40... will be hired to address the growing backlog. So does that play into what you're saying to me there, that they haven't hired the 40 yet, but they're looking to do that, the extra 40?
That's what I understand from that.
Yeah.
I know that, as I said, we were asked if we'd be interested in it. I know that's a fairly lengthy process. I would imagine now, don't quote me on this, but I'd imagine they have been, selected for the training process. I wouldn't imagine they've even started that yet.
Right. So do you think June is very ambitious to say that this will be in place?
Maybe not. Mm. Maybe not. I think, and again, don't quote me on this, I think the training period is something is it 10 weeks or 3 months, something like that. So they would still, have time to do that. 40 testers, when you consider we're behind by 812.
That's
just in Clonmel.
Yeah.
2,078
right across the county.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, like, a question, I understand where they're coming from, the level five, and I do understand as well that you can't just willy-nilly bring in, you know, different sections of the community, that they can work away and they're exempt from all these kind of things. But look at the stats. Like, there has been no case of transmission on record to date related to a driving lesson or a driving test. None.
That you know of, Trudy.
That I know of. That has been documented. Right. You know, and again, maybe we don't have to across the board bring everybody in, but maybe, you know, essential workers, should they be allowed to complete their EDT lessons and do their test? You know, maybe that should be allowed. I don't know.
Right. But my understanding is that essential workers can have their lessons. Is that correct?
They actually can't.
Can they not?
They actually can't, no. If you're an essential worker and have completed your full complement of 12 EDT lessons and have applied for your test and got a test date, you are allowed to take lessons. If you have 11 out of the 12 done, you can't take any lessons.
Wow. I certainly wasn't aware of that. Can I ask you about your own case, Trudy, in terms of, so, I mean, if you take all of that into account, are you doing much work at all at this point?
I put it like this, Fran. My garden looks great. My house has never been so tidy. I had no lessons yesterday or Monday. Mm-hmm. I have one lesson today. That'll give you an idea.
And do you have to police the people coming to you? In other words, do you have to find out exactly what their story is? In other words, is it up to you to adjudicate whether or not somebody can have a lesson?
It's not really. Like, I would know, these are my own pupils, and I would know, you know, are they doctors or nurses in the hospital? Are they essential workers? Do they work in Centra? They're an essential worker as well. Mm-hmm. I have access to the EDT portal, is what we call it, and I can see if they have their lessons done. But I would have given them their 12 lessons.
Okay.
But if it just happened that they had, you know, 10 lessons done, 11 lessons done, it doesn't really matter. I can't give them any more.
Right. And you have to make that decision, is the point I'm making, Judy.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. It wouldn't that really matter.
That can't be easy, is it? With people you know like that? And
it's not, Fran, but it does take a lot of the decision-making out of it, because if you haven't your 12 lessons done, you can't sit through
right.
test.
So it's black and white. It's black and white.
Pretty much is,
Okay. But in the meantime, you're not particularly impressed by that news about the additional testers?
Look, I am, of course. This has happened before. This is nothing new. What they'll do is they'll bang in maybe 10 testers in the Clonmel area. Brilliant. Yeah. They will test maybe 10 hours a day, maybe more. What the problem is, the capacity of testers has increased, but the capacity of instructors hasn't.
Right.
You know.
Well, Trudy, it's always a pleasure, and thank you for your time this morning, Trudy. Thank you and good morning to you. That's Trudy Ryan there of Trudy School of Motoring in Clonmel, 1800 938 007. Back in just a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.